Okay. So coordinating outbreak management response efforts are always challenging, particularly when multiple jurisdictions are involved. At the Utah Department of Health, as we began preparing for Ebola, we knew that we would not have a successful response if we didn't have additional outbreak management functionality at the state level. So our new outbreak management system had to address a few of the primary challenges that we face in pretty much any outbreak situation. So in Utah, we use Trisano as our statewide surveillance system, but in outbreak situations, our local health departments tend to delay data entry and keep information on cases and contacts on external spreadsheets. This is really challenging for us at the state because it leads to fragmented and siloed data, and it makes it really impossible for us to have complete up-to-date information of what's going on. Outbreaks also tend to strain public health resources, and it inevitably requires some sort of prioritization. And without this really good up-to-date information, allocating those resources can be really difficult. Finally, our local health departments play a critical role in outbreak management response as really the boots on the ground responders, but they don't have the same access to overall outbreak data that we have at the state. And this is often challenging for them because they only see their small piece of the puzzle and they often don't see how they fit into the larger picture overall. So for our outbreak management system to be successful, it needed to fulfill a few requirements. First, it needed to be flexible. We needed to have a system that was not disease-specific and could be configured in a time-sensitive situation. Second, the outbreak management system had to be integrated into our existing processes for surveillance. So this meant that we didn't want to develop any new data user interfaces or applications that would require additional training on the parts of our users. And so finally, there had to be very clear, very concrete benefits to our local health departments to incentivize them to enter data quickly. One of those benefits that we found was that we needed to be able to really give them more access to overall outbreak-related data. And so this is just the dashboard view of our surveillance system, Trisano. So up here we have an outbreak management tab, an outbreak management module, and when we click into it, you can see that we have a couple of outbreaks that we've configured. We're going to explore the Ebola one. And so the first thing you'll see is an outbreak summary page. It just provides the basic overview of the outbreak through a number of aggregate tables. I'm not going to go specifically into what data we decided to show, but it's just data that we look at every day to kind of assess how the outbreak is progressing or to identify where we need to do some interventions. Now down here at the very bottom, there is a link to download an Excel spreadsheet. And when you do that, these are all just dummy cases, so you're not looking at any of our real cases. The spreadsheet provides detailed data on all of the individuals associated with the outbreak. Anyone with access to Trisano can see all of the cases through the line listing, but identifiable information like name and date of birth is restricted based on your jurisdiction. So if I worked for the Bear River Health Department, I wouldn't see any names or dates of birth, but I could still see full epidemiological data on any of the other cases. So the summary then, as you scroll along, displays details of yesterday's contacts with the patients. So we've got a number of automatic flags. Cases are grayed out when they're considered resolved, so they're low priority. We have a number of other flags when somebody's willfully noncompliant, when we haven't been able to contact them for 24 hours, or when they report some symptoms that may need a medical evaluation. Additionally, the system produces an automatic numbering designation that identifies each individual associated with the outbreak as to the cluster, morbidity event, contact event, and generation to produce a transmission phylogeny. We use this for social network analysis as well as to identify clusters where there might be a little bit more uncontrolled transmission. So in this example, we have two clusters, cluster A and B. So for example, Amelia Young is the 11th contact of the first generation case in cluster A. And so that's how we interpret that. So we've been able to use this system for two high profile outbreaks since it was developed in January of this year. We've monitored our Ebola monitories through that, and we also used it to perform active monitoring on almost 400 contacts associated with the measles Disneyland outbreak. Compared to how we responded to our last measles outbreak in 2011, we were much more organized and were able to much better capture the appropriate data. So, in conclusion, our system was designed to be entirely contained within Trisano, which reduces standalone databases. It incentivizes our local health departments to enter data in a timely and efficient manner, and it leverages some of our existing surveillance resources so that things are much more integrated into our normal standardized processes. Perfect timing. Thanks.